What we learn from the Bible. This is the history at the time when God may make the heavens and the earth. Genesis 2:4. That is how the Bible explains how the universe and the earth come to exist. You think what the Bible says agree with science? Might we discuss some example? The universe may always exist? Genesis 1:1 say, "In the beginning, God make the heavens and the earth." Before the year 1950, one lot of important scientists may believe that the universe may always exist. But based upon what they find out lately, most of the scientists today believe or accept the fact that the universe may did God one beginning. What the earth may look like in the beginning. Genesis 1:2-9 say that when the earth may get created, it may empty, nothing may depend on it, and it may cover with water. Scientists agree with how the Bible described the earth when it may just get made. One scientist was named Patrick Shea said that when the earth may come for exist, it never got no oxygen for breathe, and it never looked like nothing where we sit today. Astronomy magazine say, "New research show that in the beginning, the earth may cover with water and it may barely got dry land." How the air in the earth may change after some time may pass? Genesis 1:3-5 show that the air upon earth may so thick that only dim light could have passed through for reach the earth. That may only till later on it would have been possible for see the sun and the moon from earth. The Smithsonian Environmental Research Center said that the air where me dip on the earth may first allow only dim light for reach the earth. It say, they may go a thick fog of methane where may cover the whole earth. And after that, the methane fog may clear up and the sky may turn blue. In a way other life may come to exist on earth. 1. The first day. Dim light may pass through the air upon earth. Genesis 1:3-5. 2. The second day. The water get divided up into two parts. Water and a thick fog of water vapor. Then we got an open space between them. Genesis 1:6-8. 3. The third day. Water cover less parts of the earth and the dry ground appear. Genesis 1:9-13. 4. The fourth day. It may possible for see the sun and the moon from earth. Genesis 1:14-19. 5. The fifth day. God create all kind of animals. Animals will live in water. Animals will fly in the sky. And he make them in a way so that they reproduce based on their kind. Genesis 1:20-23. 6. The sixth day. God create big and small animals will live by land. The sixth day may end off when God create the first human couple. Genesis 1:24-31. Genesis 1:20-27 said that fish, then bird, then animal will live by land, and then humans may get created. Scientists believe that the first fish may come to exist long before any mammal. And they believe that humans may come to exist till later on. What the Bible say about Genesis chapter 1 short, but it's amazing to see how it's similar to what science find out lately. Gerald L. Schroeder, scientist. What the Bible no say? Some people claim say that what the Bible said different from what scientists find out. But lot of people confused about what the Bible really say. And that the reason why they say what they say. The Bible no say that the universe or the earth only 6,000 years old. Rather, all what the Bible say that at the earth and the universe may get make in at the beginning. Genesis 1:1. The Bible no say exactly when that may happen. The Bible no say that all life on earth may get make in at 6 days, we got 24 hours by each day. Rather, he used the word day for refer to some period of time. For example, it said that when the whole universe may get made, it may happen in the period of time what the Bible called the day when Jehovah God may make the earth and the heavens. Genesis 2:4. The footnote say, The Bible tell where that God name, that Jehovah. End of the footnote. The day where Genesis 2:4 talk about also include the six periods of time or days where Genesis chapter 1 mention. So during each one of the 6 days where God may prepare the earth for life and when he may create life on earth, could represent some very long periods of time. The Bible now said that living things can't change as time pass. The book of Genesis said that animals may get make according to for their own kind. Genesis 1, 24 and 25. When the Bible used the word kind, it referred to all of the animal or plant in a certain group. So one single kind could include lot of different animal or plant in that same group. The way how the Bible used this word, it make it possible to think that every kind of animal or plant in the same group could go through some changes as time pass, but that no means that it was turned into one new kind of animal or plant. What you think? Like what we done discuss, the Bible explain in a clear and correct way how the universe may come for exist, what the earth may look like in the beginning, and how life may come for be. If that are the case, you think that the Bible may also identify the one where make all of the things? The Encyclopedia Britannica said that the idea that life may come from something way more powerful than what humans could imagine agree with what science find out lately. The footnote say, the Encyclopedia Britannica not support the idea that life may get make. End of the footnote. Think about this. Read Genesis 1:1 to 2:4. What the Bible said about creation very different from ancient stories about creation. For example, the Babylonians may believe that the universe and humans may get make from the dead body of a female god and the blood of a male god. Ancient Egyptians may believe that the god Ra may create humans from out of tears. That China, some people believe that the elements upon the earth may come from one. That China, some people believe that the elements upon the earth may come from the dead body of a giant and that humans may come from the fleeting when made upon the giant body. It clear that what the Bible said about creation very different from then the story. The Bible agree with science. Watch the 4-minute video with him. You think somebody may create the universe? Search for the video upon jw.org. End of the article.